constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. Listen up, folks. Oh, I've spent a lot of time and research and effort and writing debunking a lot of the Federal Reserve myths that we are told through well-known, you know, sources that I won't mention. But I will say that one of my articles was called Today's Creatures from Jekyll Island. Because, you know, there's just a lot of mythology surrounding the Federal Reserve. I'm not going to get into that, but what I do want to read is Edward Flaherty's myth number 14. Lawful money is only gold and silver coin as prescribed by the Constitution. The U.S. has been without any such money since 1968. That's the myth. Here's what he says. The Constitution in Article 1, Section 10 reads, no state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of debts. This means that the only constitutionally valid forms of money are gold and silver coin. This is called lawful money. U.S. paper money used to be redeemable in lawful money, but no more. Our monetary system is based on unconstitutional forms of money. At least, that's how a few conspiracy theorists see it. Not a fan of that particular line. The source of their confusion is easy to see, and in this case, easy to understand. Simmons, 1939, and Cross shed some light on the subject. The phrase lawful money had appeared repeatedly in the money and banking laws of the U.S. in the first half of this century, but had never, well, that was in the 1900s, but had never been explicitly defined. And this is important because the Constitution doesn't define anything. The definitions really boil down to what the courts define, and the courts are the ones that interpret and apply law. So really, it was never defined. It first appeared in February 25th, 1862, when Congress authorized the issue of greenbacks and declared them to be lawful money and legal tender. For all debts, public and private. This terminology may have been adopted to promote the acceptability of the currency, since the occasion was the first in which Congress attempted to make a paper money as a legal tender. At this point in time, then, the terms lawful money and legal tender had no distinct meaning. They were the same exact thing. During the Civil War era, Congress gave several types of money the status lawful money. On March 17, 1862, Congress declared the Treasury notes, not the T-note debt instrument we know today, were also lawful money. Lawful just means according to law, according to legal code. February 12th, 1862, saw Congress make clearinghouse certificates also a lawful money. After the Civil War, on July 12th, 1870, Congress placed the U.S. back on the gold standard and specified what types of money national banks could count to make their legal reserve requirements. And that's where the trick comes in, because you see, reserve banks had to keep their reserves in what was known as lawful money. That's very important. The terms lawful money and lawful money of the United States, the Act read, when applied to these banks, and these banks only, shall be held and construed to mean gold or silver coin of the United States. So by 1870, greenbacks, treasury notes, clearinghouse certificates, and gold and silver coin were all considered lawful money. The annoying part, though, is that Congress never stated exactly what lawful money was supposed to be. It was never defined. The only concrete conclusion that can be reached is that lawful money and legal tender were two separate things. Lawful money was money that banks could count towards satisfying their reserve requirements. Again, banks were required to have actual lawful money to satisfy their reserve. The reserve, I'm not sure what it was in percentage back then. So in other words, they could not keep issuing credit without having lawful money as a reserve. Credit would not be necessarily considered, well, it's credit, so it's not even really money. Legal tender was any money that government would accept in payment of taxes. Some money was lawful money, but not all lawful money was legal tender. Right? So, in other words, some lawful money was not accepted by government as it was defined in Article 1, Section 10. So it's a very confusing thing when you try to define what these things are.
Well, and the key is they don't have to accept anything that they don't want to.
They can change the rules anytime they want. That's the whole point, is that law is a funny thing. It's not set in stone. It can be interpreted, changed, altered, and abolished by the courts. In fact, Bert, you sent... by the way, after 1933, all forms of U.S. money, even the lawful ones, were conferred with legal tender status. So it became sort of a paradox, because lawful money became legal tender and vice versa. It's just, it's crazy. And the fact that we spend so much time debating that is kind of ridiculous, considering.
Okay, let me explain something about legal tender. Legal tender is anything that is accepted as a medium of exchanging value. That's it. You could use seashells. You can use toilet paper. You can use whatever you want. Everybody accepts it, right, as a medium of exchange of value.
But the problem is, government defines what is legal tender and what it accepts. So, again, not all lawful money was actually legal tender. Like, I can't send a bunch of pennies to pay a $10,000 bill. They won't accept it. They have that right to say no. These kind of things. Nothing's set in stone, I guess, is the point. And, you know, you sent a interesting case today. It says, but Congress, it was City of Bourne versus Flores, 1997. It says, but Congress may not legislatively supersede our decisions interpreting and applying the Constitution. And you said that was Supreme Court, right, that was stating that?
Yeah, that was quoted in a Supreme Court case.
Correct. Right, so Congress may not supersede the court, the Supreme Court, or for that matter, really any court, in decisions, whereas we're interpreting or applying the Constitution. In other words, the courts are way, way too powerful, really, really powerful.
Yeah, and this is a really, a really difficult concept for a lot of people to understand is the mechanism of which this supposed free country operates in, and I'm trying to comprehend this whole aspects of how they operate so that I can then turn around and explain it to people. But yeah, that's a fact. I mean, you have these three branches, and the judiciary is a really super powerful branch that, in fact, appears to operate independent of the people, which is very scary.
Yeah, you know, it's a question I got to ask. I would have Tammy Papperman back on the show in probably a week or two, but I got to ask her about that, because apparently all the attorneys basically expatriated out of the country and repatriated into this bar association. So we got to cover that with her. But we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Psalms is simply baffling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
All right, folks, welcome back. 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in today. I'd also like to say hello to our chat room, corporationnation.chatango.com, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, Chatango. Yeah, that's right, corporationnation.chatango.com. Bert, we got a phone call on the line. Do you want to say anything else?
Well, we can go ahead and take the call.
All right. We're in New Jersey this time. New Jersey, Miss Susie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clint. How are you?
You're good.
And Bert, how are you?
Very well, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm going to pick your brain in a minute, but Clint, I want to compliment you. Any man who spends a week with his mother is okay in my book.
Yeah, darn right.
And you left us in very good hands. Thank you very much for all those wonderfully talented people that you, gave us to listen to.
Sure thing. I shouldn't get talent that's better than me to sub-host. I might lose my job, my unpaid job.
Oh, I don't think you're in any danger. But anyway, can I pick Bert's brain?
Absolutely.
Okay, Bert.
Me gentle.
That's what he's here for.
Well, only way I could remember his name, I had to go, okay, what's his name? Ernie and Bert, Sesame Street. Okay.
That's right.
Bert. Okay, the Law Society. I really wanted to get your take on what you would do, and I'd like to listen to what you would do, if you were out of state, let's say New York, visiting a family member, and you parked your car a little bit too close to a fire hydrant, and you came out a half hour later to see if you could find a spot, and it was gone. Somebody stole it. Of course, I was told it was towed. By who? Well, a merchant. I mean, you know, you can call it like the state of New York, but they take your car, you know, you have to go and get it, but then they leave you with a ticket. Now, this did happen to me. I went, and look, they took my car hostage. I needed it. I had to get it back, so I had to play the game. So, you know, I had to pay these people who were holding my car to get it, and I did. And, of course, the ticket I don't know what to call it, the offer to contract was waiting for me on my windshield, and they gave me this little piece of paper, which it said once you gave them everything they wanted, my car became redeemed. And I was in this little van to go to my car, and these other people had their little redeemed papers, and I jokingly said, I thought only Jesus Christ could redeem people, and they all left. However, I noticed on the window that it said that the merchant, they actually called it the merchant. And the ticket is pretty interesting because it's all about the financial, the Department of Finance, and you know all this information.
Okay, let me jump in. So here's the thing. Whenever they confiscated your property is what they did.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And they confiscated your property based on what? Can you answer that just very quickly? Based on what?
Well, based on their statutes, their rules, their regulations.
No, based on an assumption. What is the assumption?
The assumption is the owner of the vehicle.
No. What
okay.
is on the back of your car that the cops look at first thing when they approach you?
Okay, well, the driver's license. I mean,
the license plate.
The plate, yeah.
And the license plate, when they see your license plate, it's an assumption that you're operating in what?
In commerce?
In traffic, which means commerce.
Okay.
And they're operating under the assumption that mm-hmm. you were, in fact, exercising the license that you granted them the moment that they showed up and saw that you were violating a traffic regulation.
Okay.
So what is the first thing that you need to address whenever someone is operating under an assumption?
Unassuming? I mean, come back.
The evidence that backs up their assumption.
A rebuttal?
Yeah, some kind of like, you know, okay. I mean, it's all, isn't it all the corporate fiction, though?
Okay, but see, don't complicate this thing. This thing is very simple. If I see you walking down the sidewalk and mm-hmm. I take a horse saddle and I attempt to put it on your back and strap it to you, under what assumption am I operating under?
You're
assuming I'm a horse? I mean,
you're a dirty bird.
What's your first response to me?
Well, I tell him, get off my back. I'm not a horse.
Well, don't make an affirmation. Remember, he who affirms must back up his affirmation. So
right.
I am the one making the affirmation that you're a horse.
Well, there's some information
on this. Over to me, and you're going to ask me, hey, Bert, may I see the evidence, the factual, you know, the facts that you have that backs up your assumption that I am, in fact, a horse, that grants you the authority or the right to put that saddle on me?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
well, there is,
you never operate in conflict.
All right,
the whole
approach
to this thing is to avoid conflict by making sure that the other person is operating honorably.
All right, this is all well and fine, Bert, but as she said, here you are stuck in New York City. She's from New Jersey. They have her property. She can't get it unless she goes through the hoops. And I don't think that your average tow truck driver that often have a plumber's crack, you know, even more crackier than plumbers, I don't think the average tow truck driver is going to be, like, familiar with what you're talking about.
Right, so your battle is not with the tow truck driver.
So you should you should go ahead and jump through the hoops and fight the battle after?
Well, you see, there's a ticket involved. Then, you know, first you have to pay to get your car back and get it redeemed.
Okay,
then
but
on
but
your
here,
windshield wiper,
so let me,
there's the ticket.
But hold on, hold on. There's two approaches, and this is what I'm trying to teach, and by the way, I might as well get into it now. I have you know, my website, onlyfreeman.com, and I'm creating another website to go along with it, which is going to be freemanuniversity.com, which we're going to open up here pretty soon, which is going to be basically like a university so people can learn these things. But here's the problem with most situations like yours, okay? And don't take this personal. I'm just using you as an example. There's two approaches to every legal problem. You either are going to be a whiner or you're going to be a problem solver. Okay? If you whine, you're going to say, well, they took my car and they made me pay this and then they made me do that and they made me do that. Okay, that's a whiner. Someone who's a problem solver is going to be is going to go there and say, okay, well, what do you require of me to get my car back? They're going to say, you need to do this, blah, 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 blah. Well, all that that they're requiring of you, guess what? It's evidence that you can use against them later. So your approach always when dealing with these people is you're gathering evidence that you can use against them. Everything. Now, your priorities is also going to determine to what degree you're going to take a certain injury. So if your priority at the moment is to get your car back, well, of course, get it back. But in the process of getting it back, try to gather as much information as possible. First, the tow truck driver operated under certain assumption. But more than likely, the tow truck driver, he didn't just go there and picked up your car. Someone radioed him and told him to come and get this car.
Oh, yeah, there's a complaint, and there's an affirmation on this ticket, and it's signed by a real person.
Right, but I mean, a policeman or someone instructed this private business to come and pick up your car.
Right, well, even the ticket, it looks to me like it's a private organization. It's
okay,
a finance
company.
Okay, well,
forget about what it looks like. It's a piece of evidence. That's all you care about. So right now, if you wanted to fight this, you would begin what? The discovery process. You would begin the public request.
All right, guys, hold that thought. Good call, good conversation. We'll be back real quick.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice.
Oh, we're back, folks. You're the Corporation Nation having a nice little discussion. Now, Bert, I think one of the questions that I think is on everybody's mind, it seems to be a bone of contention with a lot of different people out there, is how do you conduct yourself? How do you talk to these people? How do you establish, you know, you're collecting evidence, as you say, but how do you actually establish the case? Do you warn them that they're breaking the law? Do you sign under duress and protest? Do you do any of that, or do you just go through the motions? Because, I mean, the reason I ask is because you're playing into the assumption by signing and paying and doing all that, or so it seems.
No, I mean, you don't have I always tell people, it's like, if anyone who's not, Susie, are you familiar with Columbo?
That pretend guy on TV who was like
the investigator, like, yeah, the character on the TV show Columbo.
Well, I don't watch television anymore, but back in the day, years ago, I did watch a few Columbo episodes.
All right, well, you need to pretend to be a Columbo.
Well,
that's
who
you want to be?
Well, I mean, I think you're making an assumption here that I want to plead or beg these criminals.
No.
I don't
want to
plead or beg not guilty with these people. I just feel like this is an offer. It's a contract. They're making me an offer, and I want to know how to refuse it.
Okay, but see, That's what I'm trying to teach you.
Okay.
And this is what I'm trying to teach people, is the proper way to go about doing this thing. Okay? Because there's a lot of myths out there that people attempt to follow, and they're not necessarily based on principles of law. Okay? And the most important principle of law that I can convey to anyone to embrace is, he who affirms must prove his affirmation.
Well, and that's a good point, because what did I say? I made the mistake there again. I said, what do you say? I am not a horse. Well, you can't prove a negative. So if you affirm that you are not something, you're never going to be able to prove that. You can't prove a negative.
Well, these people affirm. They have a whole little box here with an affirmation in it.
But hold on a second. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, is that it doesn't matter what they did. They harmed you, right?
Well, they stole my property, and now they want some more money, and I don't want to give it to them.
Let's just stick to the basics. Did they or did they not harm you?
Well, yes.
Okay, they harmed you. So you are attempting to limit their harm by doing what? By gaining your property back.
No,
that's actually
a very
basic principle of insurance companies.
I actually have the car. That's not...
You're missing my point. What I'm trying to say is that every time you deal with these people, they are harming you. And whatever you do to either by paying their fees or by doing whatever it is they want you to do, you are, in fact, limiting the harm. Do you see that?
Not quite.
Okay, if they had held on to your car all the way up until today, would the harm be greater or less?
Oh, well, it would be a lot greater. Let's say I didn't have the money to get it. It would be very much more greater.
So that's my point, that by you paying the fines and jumping through their hoops, all you did was limit the injury.
Well, that's true, yeah.
All right, so you limited the injury. Now you are, injured, but at least the injury is not greater or growing. So now you're in a position where you can begin to request information for them to clarify that what they did was, in fact, lawful.
Okay, because they give you 30 days to respond, and that's just it. I want to know how to respond.
Are you within 30 days or not?
Oh, yeah, it just happened last week.
Oh, sweet. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, then one of the first things you need to do is let them know that you are going to challenge everything they did because they, in fact, injured you. That's the first notice that you need to let them know.
And how would you do that? Through an affidavit or what?
A notice? It's just a letter.
Oh, just a letter.
It's just a letter saying, I am objecting to everything you did. You injured me, and... by the way, here's a couple of things that I'm requesting from you based on the Freedom of Information Act. I would like to know blah, 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 blah.
And what would your blah, blah, blahs be? I mean, one of them would be like this Mr. Alexander T., I won't say his last name, who apparently made the affirmation and the complaint. Apparently, he's
well,
the person
who started
this ball
rolling. Well, let's begin from the very beginning.
Rolling.
See, here's what I'm trying to teach people. Whenever you are injured by a regulation or a statute, okay? Mm-hmm. The easiest way to make this thing make sense is you begin from the very beginning. The very beginning is your car was parked at a certain location. Someone came and towed it, right? But prior to that person being towing your car, someone made a phone call.
Right.
So you need to begin with that phone call.
Yeah.
And here's
I really would prefer to tell them that this doesn't apply
Hold on. What you prefer to tell them is irrelevant. I'm sure you would love to tell them, please go jump off the tallest bridge. That is irrelevant. Okay?
Okay.
So you begin with the very first phone call. That very first phone call must be in line with the intent of the legislative act that allowed that whole procedure to happen. Does that make any sense?
Well, I know there's more ways than one to say that. Well, it might make sense in a way.
I'm trying to get you to see the simplicity of this.
Yeah, but it sounds very complicated.
If the very first phone call was not in line with the legislative intent of the statute that these people were operating under, guess what? The whole thing that they did was illegal.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they work under assumption, too. They're assuming,
forget about the buts. I'm trying to teach you to eliminate the buts so that you can win. If you operate under buts, you're not going to win.
Okay.
You need to concentrate on the half full glass.
Yeah, you know, basically what Bert is trying to say is something that is a repeated thing, and that is that these people only respond to the correct language. You can say all kinds of things. You can give your opinion. You can use language that is not legal. But in the end, none of that is relevant. It will be ignored and completely dismissed, basically, as un, you know, you're not using the correct language. You might as well be speaking Chinese. All he's basically telling you is, all right, let's go. For instance, in sound engineering, which is my profession, if you have a problem with the signal, if I'm talking into my microphone and nothing's coming out of the speakers, I start at the very first thing. I look at my microphone. I see that it's plugged in. Then I follow the cord and I see where the cord goes. Okay, it's plugged in. Now I go to where that signal is going and I turn it up or down or unmute it or mute it. And finally I go through the whole thing and find the problem. Well, you start at the very first thing, which is this person who made the phone call, right? And what Bert is saying is that if the complaint itself is not in line with the actual law that says, hey, you can park here and you can't park here for this particular reason, then in this case, are you acting in commerce or not? There's all kinds of little things there. If the phone call itself, the original quote-unquote complaint, is out of line and not in par with the rest of the procedure, which was to literally take your property, then the whole case, right there, you've just won, and everything needs to be returned to you. So he's just basically telling you to start at square one, follow the basics, and don't get bogged down with emotion, because there is no emotion in law. That emotion doesn't count. Love, none of these emotions count. It's a very dead thing. So you have to treat it that way. I guess I hope that helps.
Well, I was interested in Bert's take on this. I know there's an easier way, and I will find it. Because, I mean, I know there's a lot of myths, and I've done a little reading on this, and I mean, I've heard about tickets where people go, you go down, and before, like if you have to make an appearance or something, it's basically an offer. And I don't want to fight with these people. I understand it's all about the language.
Okay,
but
okay, let me pause you. If you don't want to fight these people, then pay the bill.
No, I'm not going to do that either.
I'm going by what you say. Now, be very careful. Whatever you say to these people, that's how you're going to operate on.
I don't want to talk to them.
If you don't want to talk to them, then pay the bill and forget about it.
Whatever you do, don't just ignore it. I'll tell you what, Susie. Maybe you want to talk to Bert offline and maybe get his help and do it correct. We got a couple more callers, so we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today
That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies.
Oh, dear God. It happened again. All right, we got attacked again. Sorry. Toto came along and... Oh, the 80s. They just have a way of working themselves into the show. Hey, listen, if you want to get in touch with Bert... Bert, what is your email again for people who have similar problems? This actually sounded a lot like... your last client we had on, which was Greg, and you know, he had a lot of success with sort of a similar thing, although he got beat up. But I mean, it's the same thing. They're making big assumptions and then basically either beating you up or stealing your property. What's your email, Bert, for people who want to get in contact with you?
Bert, B-U-R-T, at onlyfreemen.com.
Very nice. Let's go to Fred. Fred in Michigan. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Fred. How's it going?
Are we on? Yes. Okay.
You're on.
Great. You know, the folks that advertise escapeharassment.com, they have, for probably the last 15 years, held a weekly teleconference every Thursday night. And when I started listening in, I was skeptical until I had the opportunity to utilize UCC 1-308 regarding unrevealed contract clause, the legal remedy. And then there's 1-103.6, I think it is. Then I saw how lawyers, when they were assisting people, would write, would utilize without prejudice, CC 1-308. So I had the opportunity to put it to the test, and it worked. I explained it's an unrevealed color of law contract, presumption being the act of doing it somehow implies that I'm doing it with informed consent, authorization, which I no one ever has. And since the statutory color of law code applies to corporate entities only, then we get into affidavits of non-corporate status.
All right, Fred, I don't want to rush you, but let's get to a point because we have other people that want to call in there,
sure.
Other stuff that I want to cover.
William Rehnquist, Chief Justice, U.S. Supremes, ruled in a statutory case that unless one is charged and convicted with violating the statutory acts implementing regs, no criminal nor civil penalties attach. So on that basis alone, I had multiple incidences dismissed. So, you know, I think someday, Bert, you and Dave DeRemer, Escape Harassment, ought to team up and start doing Wednesday nights together. Because there are easier ways.
Well,
What about the manufacturer statement of origin? Because as long as the corporate government retains the MSO, it isn't your property.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other subject. Why don't you have that gentleman contact me, and we'll have a three-way show whenever. I mean, I guess that's the problem is there's so many different ways to approach this.
Yeah, what I try to stick to is if people understand and have a handle on the principles, then all these different tools that are out there, you will know which one to use to your particular situation. But if you are relying on procedures without the principles of law, you might apply the wrong procedure to the wrong situation and get yourself in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Fred, like I said, make the contact, man. I'd be glad to have them on the show. After all, they are advertising on RBN, and I believe I had a gentleman on actually for this show. Anyway, let's take our final call here. Irene in California. Irene, welcome to the show. Oh, do we have Irene?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. And this is Irene. I live on the land of California. I do not live in the land. So I'm getting there slowly but surely. I understand this has to come with the anger inside in order for you to have the mindset of what has been done and what's been taken and what's been replaced. So I got a ticket on Friday, and I just knew that there's a way to get out of it and very easily. And then I heard it on the last show, and I was just trying to hurry up and get it together before 72 hours is up. And actually, 72 hours is up. I'm back about 12 hours. But I wrote out something really quick, and I just wanted to run by you, and if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I said, I'm taking back my signature on this ticket. I will not abide by your contract. I do not agree with the cost of your fine. Plus, I will be taking back my right and you can have back the privilege that was falsely bestowed on me. You have violated my inherent right of being a woman in the free, and my free will of, with my creator Yahweh and his son Yeshua. I am a Christian. My name is Irene and only Irene. The rest is my private life, and therefore it is none of your concern, Irene. So I just want to make it short and sweet. I don't, you know, I
okay.
Didn't
okay, Irene, can go I ahead. Play the judge for a minute?
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you gonna go to the hearing date that they gave you?
Oh no, I don't walk in those places.
Okay, you're not gonna go to the hearing at all?
No.
Okay,
no.
So I'm the judge. Irene, blah 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 blah. Please come up and address this matter. Oh, Irene is not here. Okay, we're gonna issue a warrant for her arrest. Please go and find her. Is that what you want?
They could go to my parents' house. I don't live there. So, you know.
No, you're not answering my question. You're not answering my question. Do you want that?
It doesn't matter to me.
So you don't care if they put out a warrant for you?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, they'll put out a warrant for you, and then they'll find you, and then they'll throw you in jail. And it might be at the most inconvenient time of your life when they do that. Is that what you want?
Not really, but I'm, you know...
Okay, there's no not really. Either you do or you don't.
Well, I don't.
Okay, then you need to go to the hearing.
Okay.
Okay, now, let's say you show up at the hearing. I'm the judge. Now, Miss Irene, I see here you're claiming that your name is only Irene. Is that correct?
It's only Irene. I'm gonna get it changed to only Irene very soon.
Okay. Well, right now I'm reading this paper that we received here. Now you say something about you being something of Christ. What was that again that you wrote in here? And then I'm gonna proceed to ask you all these questions about all the affirmations that you made in your paperwork. And I'm gonna change the angle of the case of the state having to prove its position to you having to prove yours.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
Well, I can be ready for that.
No. Yes or no. Yes or no. Is that what you want?
No.
Okay. Then why are you making a bunch of affirmations?
Then I just take that. Okay. Then I'm just taking my signature off this and that's it. That's all I write.
You already signed it. Why do you care about taking your signature back?
Because by law, and they have to go by law, in 72 hours...
Forget about the 72-hour thing and all this kind of stuff. You signed it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What matters is, did you sign it under some kind of threat of harm or not?
I was under duress when I
signed it. All right. So that's all that matters. Okay? And whoever gave you the ticket has to prove all the elements of the ticket. So don't create a case that you have to prove. Let them prove their case.
This is basically what he's saying is something we've said quite often, which is basically the rule of the doctrine of shut the heck up. Don't offer information. Don't make affirmations. Don't say you are something, because then you have to prove all of those things. This is why, you know, all these long letters and stuff are actually do more harm than good. We are unfortunately out of time. Again, Bert at onlyfreemen.com. Thanks, folks. Stay tuned for Mr. Tuscan.
With financial